glad to be back recording Yaradeya Shiurim on a Chazara of Yaradeya. And we were off for about a month and a half over Yom Tovim. It was very hard to get together to record, but now Mirtz Hashem will be recording every week, and the recording should be up on Monday or Tuesday of every week. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadik Tes Sif Vav, Isser shel divreihem and Isser derabbanan ein ma'arvin oisai, one should not mix it biyadayim, willfully, in heter kedei levatlo, in order to make it nullified through the multitude of heter being mevatel, nullifying the miut, the minimal amount of iser, drabonon. Vimasa kein, if he did so, let's say we're talking about gvina, that's one of the examples the post can bring. You have trefa cheese, and you mix it purposely in kosher cheese, it still remains aser. Who does it remain aser to? That we learned in the last seif, that it's aser for the person that nullifies the trefa cheese. It's aser for the person who he wants to benefit with the nullification. And we spoke about the Radvaz, that might include the customers of the person also. However, avolim nafal mi'atzmo, but if it fell by itself, it just happened to topple off a shelf and into a mixture of kosher cheese. And the Rebbe Kivager points out that precludes if the owner of the cheese tips the cheese into the mixture, which Rebbe Kivager calls hipil b'shayeg. If he put it in, let's say, not knowing that it was a cheese, so that would not be included in this heter. What's the heter? That if ve'ein beheter kedei levatlo, let's say there's not enough cheese that's treif to mevatel the kosher cheese. Now, normally, cheese and cheese is yavesh b'yavesh, is two solid substances, and it's min b'mino. If we'd be talking about the same cheese, then we would only need slightly more iser, heter, to nullify the iser. So let's give a case where it's not the same kind of cheese, and there's a Isser Drabonon that requires Shishim, that had you taken these two cheeses and cooked them together, the tam of the Isser cheese, let's say it would be the mozzarella Gvina Sakum, would go in to the other cheese, which is, let's say, the Munster cheese, and it's Mimbishein Amino. So we would need Shishim of the Munster cheese to Mavatel the mozzarella cheese. So he can add, if there was only 30 times the amount of Munster, he can add another 30, marba alava mevatlo. He can add the 30 portions to be mevatel the Munster cheese. I'm sorry, to help the mozzarella cheese mevatel the Munster cheese. The Shulchan Aruch says Isser shel divreihem, means a straight Isser drabonah. Tosfos in Beit Zadav Dalet Amud Beis is mechalik between an Isser drabonah that has a makar in the Torah, for instance chicken and milk, the makar is meat and milk, and there's a gzeira that you shouldn't come to that Isser deraisa of cooking beef and milk. So we answered cooking chicken and milk as a precaution that you shouldn't come to an Isser Daraisa. Whereas Gvina Sakum or Stam Yenam, which is a total Issur Drabbanan, that would be considered Issur Shel Divrei. But the Shulchan Aruch does not distinguish like Tosfos does, and Tosfos would say that you could not be Marbe Olav Umavatli if the Makar of the Issur is an Issur Daraisa. However, we don't. The Shulchan Aruch is not passing like Tosfos, and we'll soon see the Ramah is also not distinguishing between an Issur Drabbanan plane and an Issur Drabbanan, which sources says the Ramah. V'yesh Oimrim. There are others that say the Ein Levatel Issur Drabbanan Oy Lohosiv Olav. Not only are you not allowed to purposely put the Issur Drabbanan in a mixture of Shishim to Mavatal it, but even to, if it's in a mixture of Shloshim, one may not add another Shloshim to Mavatal. Kamoi Shenofal, I'm sorry, Kamoi the Issur Daraisa, as if it would be an Issur Daraisa, V'chei Noyagim, and so do we act Ein L'shanes, and one should not change. The Makar of the Machloikas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is in that Gemara Be'a Daf Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Kasha Omer Rav Masna Eitzim Shenoshrim Nadekel. If you have wood that falls off a tree L'toich HaTaner, into the oven Biyantiv on a holiday as opposed to Shabbos, Mar Ba'alem Eitzim Mukhanim, one can take prepared firewood and throw it on top of the mixture of muktza firewood that fell off the tree and that which is in the tanur already, in order to mevatel the eitzim that fell off the tree. So the Gemara, a couple lines down, asked the question, by adding the prepared wood to the muktzah wood, isn't that called purposely taking Isser and trying to make it mutter and get benefit from it? One cannot take Isser and nullify it and derive benefit. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili b'daraisa. That's only if it's an Issur Daraisa. Aval b'drabanan mevatlin. But in an Issur Drabbanan, you can be mevatel, meaning you can add to accomplish the bittul. Then the Gemara asks, L'Rav Ashi d'Omar kol dover she'esh lo matir nafilu b'drabanan le'batil ma'ikul meimar. What about this muktzah wood, which right after Shabbos will become mutter? So that's called the Dover She'esh L'Matir, and it will subsequently become Mutter. So as Rashi says, if you can have it in a permissible way, why use it on Yontiv, which is impermissible? Answers the Gemara, Hanimili Hecha De'esali Sur Be'ene. When can you not have Hana from a bittel of something Aser? If you're having hana while the object is still existent in the world. However, when it comes to this wood, hacha mikla kali isura, by the time one gets benefit from the heat of the wood, it's already burnt. So says the Vilna Gaon in Siman Katan Yud Dalet, that is going to be the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that one would be permitted to be mevatel, to add to the Isser that's already in a Tarevitz, that's already mixed up with Heter, but only 30 times the Isser, because it's an Isser Drabbanan, as the first Teret says. And the second teretz of Mikla Kol Yisura is just coming to counter the objection of Darvish Yesha Matirin. But the Ramah is going to say that the only time that one can add is in the case of Eitzim, where it's Mikli Kali Yisura, that you have to combine both Terutzim together to understand the case of Muktzah. That Muktzah is an exception to the rule that you can add Eitzim only because A, it's Nisar Rabbanan, and B, it's also Mikli Kali Yisura. However, in our case of cheese, where you're going to add more kosher munster and mevatel, the mozzarella, you'll be able to eat the mozzarella is still be'en, it's still extant in the world, and it will be eaten, and you'll get hanoah from the bittel, while the prohibited object is still around. That we don't allow. The Paiskim ask a question from a din in Hilchas Chanukah, Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Zion, where we're dealing with oil that's left over from Neiris Chanukah. So says the Shulchan Aruch in that Simon, Moitzer Miner Chanukah, that which is left over from the Chanukah lights, Shenofa L'Shemen Stam, that fell into regular Shemen, Ein Marba Olav, one may not add more Shemen to Mavatalit, meaning Shemen Stam. Asks the Shach and the Taz and many of the other Achrayim, here we're dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan of Moser Shemen Shebener at best. So why would you not be, according to the Shulchan Aruch, why would you not be allowed to add more Shemen Stam to nullify the Moser Ner Chanukah? So the Magen Avraham says that Moser Shebener Chanukah is a Davrish Yesha Matirim in a certain way. The Mordechai already brings the Svar in Beitza that since it's going to be prohibited the next year, it's not called a Davrish Yesha Matirim because it's not going to be totally Since next year one would be allowed to use the Moser Shemen Shebener, it's not considered that it's a Dover She'ein Le'Matirin. It's considered slightly a Dover She'yesh Le'Matirin, and that's why you would not be allowed to add Shemen Stam. Mikli Kali Yisura. Aren't you planning on burning the Moser Shemen Shebener? Lighting it? So the answer to that is that in a fireplace you're looking for the heat. The heat is created after the Eitzim, after the wood is already made into charcoal. However, with Ner Chanukah, you're enjoying light as it's burning, not when the Shemen is consumed totally. As it's being consumed, you're enjoying it. So that would not fall under the rubric of Mikli Kala Isura. The Shach answers that since it's the Isser on the Shemen is because it's Huktzel Mitzvasa, that's considered Ke'en Doraisa. Because as the Shach in Kudas HaKesef explains, that we already see by Sukkah that once the Sukkah is Huktzel Mitzvasa, Midaraisa, there's an Isser to be Nenna from the Sukkah because Shem Shemayim Chalala Sukkah. So yes, Ner Chanukah is only Drabonon, so there couldn't be an Isser Daraisa on it, but it's Doimet to the Isser Daraisa of Huktzel Mitzvasa. The problem with the Shach is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah reject the distinction between something that's Ikra Midaraisa to something that's pure Drabonon, and this Pashtus would be a pure Isser Drabonon, not using the Moser Shemen Shebener, and the Kasha remains a Kasha.